At the Mountain Home Bombers, ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, for the second straight game, Mountain Home goes into overtime. And for the second straight game, Mountain Home falls in overtime. Tough break for the Bombers tonight. We welcome you into the Arvest Bank postgame show as Mountain Home loses this, in this extra period to Morrilton 55-52. Mountain Home had 1 point in this game, had a 15-point lead on the Devil Dogs. 30-15 was that score. But Morrilton did what they needed to do, hit some big threes. Four threes in that third quarter. That really helped them out. And then on top of that, Donald Jones able to get to the basket, get to the free throw line quite a bit, and that just helped them get back into this one and eventually get the victory over the Bombers in the extra period. Taking a look at the final numbers, our game stats brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Contact Strider Consulting. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. Well, leading the way for Mountain Home was David Waymire with 16 points. He was the only one in double figures for the Bombers. 9 each for Colton Peters and Garrett Deechee, 8 for Talon Benton, 5 for Hunter Bashirs, and 5 also for Luke Cruz. For the Devil Dogs, 3 players in double figures, 17 points on the night for Donald Jones, 14 for Xavier Wright, 13 for Lakin Dillard, 5 for Torian Kane, 4 for Jansen Bell, and 2 for Rasheed Washington. We'll take one more break. We'll put a wrap on the Arvest Bank postgame show and on this broadcast in just a moment. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home falls in overtime to Morrilton 55-52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
We welcome you back into the Arvest Bank postgame show one last time as Mountain Home again falls in this boys game to Morrilton in overtime, 55-52. And with the loss, Mountain Home falls to 10-13 on the season. They are now 5-4 in the 6A, 5A2. Morrilton's going to hang on to their lead in district play. They're 20-6 overall, 9-1 in the 6A, 5A2. So again, Mountain Home falls by 3 in overtime. Lady Bombers lose to Morrilton 48-38 in the girls game, and that's going to wrap up the Arvest Bank postgame show. Our next broadcast will come your way, and actually 2 nights from now, the Bomber teams will return to Bomber Gymnasium as they will welcome BB to the Twin Lakes area. I'd like to see you out there. If you can't make it, we will have the broadcast for you here on Classic Hits 101.7. So hope you'll join us for that. I want to thank my producers, Hannah Blevins and Brad Hallworth, back at the studio. And I want to thank you all for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Morrilton.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to tonight's Bomber Basketball Games, brought to you by Classic Hits 101.7. And this game has been sponsored by Arkansas State University of Mountain Home, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Imogen Things, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, and The Locker Room. And that was Matt Sharp with your courtside commentary. Thanks for tuning in.